Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is Chapter 2 of Logan and Gavin Saving Christmas. Holy smokes, and have you heard the Christmas song called A Purple Christmas? Well, make sure that you search on Spotify or wherever you listen to music to look for the Hey Mr. Jim song, A Purple Christmas. It is pretty silly. Well, friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! After Logan, Gavin, and their family got home, they set up their tree and started decorating. That is probably one of the most fun parts of this whole time, right? What are your favorite things to decorate? I love when there's lots of bright lights outside, and at nighttime you can drive through neighborhoods or drive past houses that are decorated. That's really cool. But you know what? Another thing I really love about this time of year? Hot chocolate! Oh, hot chocolate and marshmallows. What is your favorite way to drink hot chocolate? Do you like marshmallows in there? I definitely do. My favorite is a mint hot chocolate with marshmallows. Holy smokes, that! I need to go get some right now. Hold on. Ah, much better. All right, back to the story.
Oh, it's getting pretty late, said Logan as they were both yawning.
They had cuddled up on the couch and were looking at all their decorations that they had set up and drinking hot chocolate. All right, it has been a very fun day, but a long day too, said their mom. And that means it's definitely time for bed. But don't forget, we have to follow the directions that the tree farmer told us about adding the tree food and water to the bottom of the Christmas tree. That is a really important step. So who wants to do it?
Me, I want to do it.
Both Logan and Gavin wanted to do it. And so they did it together. They got a big bucket of water and added a little bit of the tree food and poured it into the bottom of the tree stand where the tree was sitting on.
Okay, now it's time for bed, they both said.
As they brought their comfy blankets up to bed, they instantly fell asleep.
Do you know if you snore while you sleep?
I actually do. Yeah, my wife, she tells me that I snore sometimes. But I don't know, because I've never heard myself snore. Oh, wait, that's because I'm sleeping when I'm snoring and... Oh, yeah.
Well, the next morning was a beautiful morning, and everybody stretched their arms, and Logan and Gavin were both very hungry for a delicious breakfast.
As they raced downstairs, Logan was the first one, and...
Oh, what's that terrible smell? Gavin, was that you?
No, it wasn't me, said Gavin.
But I smell that. That's gotta be Dad.
Dad, what's that smell?
Their parents had barely woken up and came rushing out of the bedroom.
Wait, what's wrong? Are you guys okay? What's that? Oh, what's that smell?
They both said. It was at that moment that all four of them realized that nobody, at least the four of them, had not tooted. But that smell,
it was disgusting.
They had to find a way to get rid of that awful, awful smell.
Hey, Logan, the tree looks weird. Am I going crazy or kind of looks purple?
Said Gavin as he was rubbing his eyes. Logan's eyes got really big as he looked at the tree and...
Yeah, I think you're right. It is turning purple.
Wait a second, said Logan. Everything we've ever learned about being on the spy team is we always got to keep our noses ready for something stinky and our eyes ready to see something unusually purple. And I'm pretty sure this morning, both of those boxes have been checked.
We've got to call in at HQ, said Logan.
Gavin and Logan raced back to their room to grab their walkie-talkies to call into HQ.
Shh, HQ, come in. This is Logan and Gavin. Over. Shh.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's great to hear from you, said HQ.
Well, it's not going very well. Something weird is going on. At our house, something smells terrible, and our Christmas tree seems to be turning purple. Have you heard anything about this?
Shh. Oh, no. It's happening to you, too? Yes, we have received many, and I mean many, reports from spy team members all around the world who are reporting smelly, stinky trees that are turning purple. It's gotta all be connected to you-know-who.
Shh. Yes, that's what we're thinking. Are there any other clues, or do you need us to start looking into it? Over.
Shh. Yes, Logan and Gavin, we need you to start looking into this and let us know anything that you find. Over and out.
Hey guys, come down here. We're pretty sure the smell is coming from the tree, shouted their dad.
Logan and Gavin raced as fast as they could down to where the tree was. And sure enough, not only was their tree turning purple, but it seemed to be the source of the stinky smell.
Okay, we have to talk about this. So, what in the world changed? Because that tree was a normal tree yesterday when we got it from the mountain, said Gavin. So what changed between then and now? Because it was not purple or stinky yesterday.
They all started to scratch their heads and think about what had changed since yesterday. That's a really important part of being on the spy team. When something crazy happens, you have to think about, all right, what is different about before the crazy thing happened of, you know, the stinky purple tree?
What changed between now and then? Because most likely, if something changed between yesterday and today for this Christmas tree, for example, that might be the cause of why it is turning purple and becoming very, very stinky.
Well, I guess we added that tree food to the tree last night. You don't think that would do this? Said Gavin. They raced over and grabbed the tree food. When they looked inside of the bag, they noticed that it was purple.
Oh, this does smell pretty weird, too, said Logan. I didn't even notice that before. You don't think the tree farmer was trying to, like, trick us or something?
Their mom walked over and said, I just checked with a whole bunch of neighbors who went to different places, not even the same place that we got our tree, but everyone is talking about their very, very stinky tree.
All right, well, until we get this figured out, let's get the tree out of the house because I can barely breathe, said their dad.
As they all dragged the Christmas tree out the back door to sit it in the backyard, they opened some windows to let in some fresh air. Logan and Gavin sat down at the table and looked at each other.
I think Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to ruin Christmas for everyone, said Logan. If they've actually been able to pull this off, and make this happen to all the Christmas trees around the world? Just imagine what else they're capable of. They might be able to completely destroy all the holidays for everyone. We can't let that happen. We have got to get to work. Let's go, said Gavin as they both ran to go get their spy gear.
Meanwhile, up at the stinky blimp lab, the Purple Ninjas were very happy to report the latest update to Dr. Stinky Breath.
Dr. Stinky Breath, take a look at this. It's working,
they shouted. They were pointing out the window of their blimp lab. You see, their blimp lab flies high in the sky above the clouds, and they must have seen something they wanted to show the doctor.
What is it? It better be good.
Oh, certainly, Ma, certainly. We would never waste your time. But put on these binoculars and take a look down there.
What am I looking at?
As Dr. Stinky Breath held up the binoculars to his eyes, he wasn't exactly sure what he was looking for.
What do you mean? I just see a bunch of houses and streets and I don't see... Wait, what are all those purple things down there?
That is everyone's Christmas trees. You see, I think everybody is getting rid of their Christmas trees because they smell so terribly stinky.
That is phenomenal. That's the best news I've heard in days. Let's keep it up. And don't let the spy team ruin this one.
Ha
Oh no! Their plans are actually working! I hope they're not gonna ruin Christmas and all the holidays for us all!
We'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Short Stories.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts.
I want to say hey to Caroline from Virginia, Alejandro from South Carolina, Kara from Sydney, Grayson and Gavin from California, Jasper from England, and Liam from California. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family, and on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, don't forget right now, hop on over to Spotify or wherever you listen to music and search for A Purple Christmas so you can listen to that Purple Ninja song. I'll see you on the next adventure. Bye!